So we're back with the ding-dong battle between the Chamber of Mines and the Department of Mineral Resources. With mounting job losses amidst an ongoing tussle between the two parties, the DMR eventually conceded today and abandoned the idea of implementing a moratorium on mining licenses. Joining me now on the phone is Dr. Elise Stratum, Senior Executive, Employment Relations and Legal at the Chamber of Mines. Good evening, Elise. How are you?
Good evening, Warren. I'm fine, thank you.
So this is one I guess we can chalk up for the industry. Just tell us what went down at the court today.
The minister agreed to draft with us an agreement in terms of which he then formally withdrew this moratorium, and we then asked the judge to make that an order of court. What will happen to the urgent interdict application we brought this morning is that is postponed sine die and without costs. But the bottom line is that the minister has given this undertaking to withdraw the moratorium and that the court made that an order of court.
And Elisa, I think the way I understood this is that the minister was using the moratorium as a lever in the negotiations around the mining charter. Is that something you would second?
Yes, I think one can deduce that having given us a written undertaking not to implement the reviewed mining charter pending the other urgent application to interdict the implementation by the Chamber, which will be heard in September. What this moratorium sought to do was to put every new application for a mining right on hold until the reviewed mining charter issue has been sorted, and then I think the Minister would have wanted all the new applications to be subjected to the reviewed mining charter.
Okay, so and just let's just tie that in now. So originally the mining charter, it has been agreed between the two parties that the mining charter would be suspended until we have the hearing around the interdict that the Chamber brought. So that's still coming up. When do we expect that?
Middle of September. In fact, we are waiting for the minister's answering affidavit to our founding affidavit in the matter. That is due on Monday. And then we have proposed to the deputy president of the court that we would like to be in court round about the 15th or 16th of September about our urgent application for an interdict against the reviewed mining charter.
What's the sense between the two at the moment, Elise? Is there any chance that the two parties could head back to the negotiating table around the mining charter?
Not at this stage. At this stage, the Chamber of Mines sees its only way forward to resort to the courts and to ask for the courts to help us to, first of all, prevent the minister from implementing the reviewed mining charter, which we see as disastrous for the industry, and then to also ask the judge to review the reviewed mining charter. And only when the judge finds, hopefully, that the reviewed mining charter should be reviewed, then we could start talking about what a mining charter should look like for the mining industry.
All right, so the status quo stays at the moment. Thanks very much for your time, Elise.
Very welcome. Thank you.
Good evening. That was Dr. Elise Stratum, Senior Executive, Employment Relations and Legal at the Chamber of Mines.